Good morning, Maren.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Not as good as you. You are a fierce female on a hot streak right now.
Well, thank you.
Women Crush Wednesday. Hey, first of all, we got a question for you. Mandy is going through something with her mom, and maybe you could give her some advice if you wouldn't mind. Can you kind of surmise your situation, Mandy?
Sure, I'll make it quick so I know I don't have a lot of time with you, Maren. So my mom shares all of my photos on Facebook within minutes of me posting them on my own social media pages, and I kind of told her to stop doing that because it's embarrassing, and now I feel kind of bad.
Is it just like, I mean, every post?
Every post. Anytime I post a photo, it's every single photo.
Huh. And I'm guessing, like, you have your own Facebook.
I do, yeah.
Yeah. I would just say, like, hey, when you're really proud of me, post something about that. But, yeah, every post is kind of weird.
See, yeah. I think that's what it is because Mandy and her mom didn't get along so well back, a few years ago. But now they do, and I think it's just she is maybe trying to make up for lost time and is so proud of Mandy. Do you run into that with your own parents, Maren?
Yeah. I mean, like, not in the same way at all, but I definitely, you know, parents are parents. They always do something that irks you occasionally. But I think that it's better to have her proud of you and reposting stuff than, you know, you guys still being on weird terms.
Could you imagine if your parents were reposting everything, though? I mean, you've been crazy the last couple months. You've been on the cover of Women's Health, yet you were in, what, Playboy? And then you had Pride Month last month. And then let's not forget about your Twitter troll, Miss Bailey Ann. And now you're set to go number one with Girl. Their Facebook news feed would be full of your accomplishments.
Yeah, that sounds very schizophrenic when you put it like that.
Now you know how I feel.
Yeah. Now, I mean, it's been like a really crazy month, and I haven't even been that busy this month. I've been on vacation, so the fact that culminating.
He's having margaritas with Kelsey Ballerini. Hello.
I missed the picture. Is that what you've been doing, just hanging with Kelsey for a month?
No, we try to get together a few times a year because we're always in different cities. But yeah, when we're home, we try to like plan out in advance when we can go get some drinks together. But no, I was on vacation with my husband in Hawaii. And then, we've just kind of had the last few weeks off to kind of recharge the batteries before more shows the rest of the year. But it was nice.
All right. Well, we just have a minute with you. Girl is going number one. Of course, you're used to that because you've had number one albums before. Girl going number one. You'll be here at the Armory November 16th. You're going to love this venue, Maren, when you get here to the Twin Cities with the Wolf.
I love it. I can't wait to see it. I'm so excited to play with you guys.
Will you tell us about the High Women?
Yeah, it's a girl group that we formed a few months ago, and my friends Brandy and Amanda and Natalie. We just like to write songs together, and it seemed like a really fun thing to get together and do. And so we made this whole record in a matter of a few days in the studio, and it's sort of our take on the Highwaymen, which was Willie and Waylon and Johnny Cash and Kris Kristofferson. So this is sort of our echo of that from the woman perspective.
Congratulations on what will be the next number one song in country music, Girl, with Maren Morris and 102.9 The Wolf. Thank you, Maren.
Thank you. Have a good one.